I'm Takaiwata of National Space Development Agency of Japan. I'm a member of the project team that is responsible for the development of the Advanced Land Observing Satellite. We call that spacecraft AROS.
Good evening, Takanori. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening. I'm pleasure to be here.
Now, you're working on a rather interesting satellite called ALOS. What is ALOS, please?
ALOS is a high-resolution land observation, Earth observation satellite. ALOS' mission objectives are, the main objective is cartography, which is generation and update of maps and geographical information. The other mission objectives include regional observation for sustainable development and also disaster management support and resource survey. We also develop AROS for the development of future Earth observation technology.
And when is this satellite going to be launched?
February of year 2003.
So you're in the early stages of planning at this stage?
Yeah, we just finished the Phase B study, which is preliminary design. And we just this July, we started design for the engineering model. Engineering model is kind of a prototype model, which doesn't fly, but we do all kind of testing. Then we move to the development of a flight model, which is going to be fly.
Oh, very good. And it will fly on the, what, the H2 vehicle, will it?
We're going to fly AROS by H2A. It's an improved version of H2.
Now, you've flown some Earth-observing satellites before. What were they?
NASA has developed a series of Earth observation satellites. We developed five geostationary meteorological satellites. Then we developed a marine observation satellite, 1 and 1B. We launched two, the same one. And then we developed Earth Resources satellite. And recently, last year, actually 2 years ago, we launched ADEOS, which is Earth Environmental Observation Satellite.
And what sort of data have they returned?
From a meteorological satellite, basically we obtained the data for weather forecasting. Then we moved to the marine observation satellite. That's mainly for the Earth science, especially to understand what's going on the ocean and that atmosphere. And ADEOS is the same mission. Obtained a lot of data about the ocean and the atmosphere.
And will this information be available to people around the world, including Australia, or is it just restricted to Japan?
It is available to anyone. Of course, I mean, it depends on the purpose of the use. If it is research or public use, we distribute the data at marginal cost, means just reproduction cost. But if it is for the general use, because we don't want to disturb existing market of remote sensing data, we distribute the data at the market price, free to anyone. Free. It's a free access, but at some cost, yes.
And what use could Australians make of this data?
For example, I'll talk about the AROS's case. AROS generates a lot of data for the cartography and also the regional environment monitoring. So it will help, I believe, to management the land of Australia. Also, Australia is a vast country. Before I came to the IAF, this conference, I had a discussion with OSLIG, which is an Australian Land Information Group. Yeah, they are responsible for making maps for Australia, and they are interested in using AROS data for their cartography. Yeah.
Very good then. Well, we wish you good luck on your satellite. Japanese satellites, when they're launched, of course, are given a Japanese name. Have you had any thoughts on how you're going to name this satellite when it's launched?
We haven't decided yet. Actually, I have no idea about that. But I hope when I'm going to be in the project team when we launch this spacecraft, and I hope I can be a part of the team who name the spacecraft.
That is actually named by the people who built the spacecraft, is it?
Not really. Actually, in recent cases, we ask the public the names, and the people give us a list of names, and we select one of them.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, thank you very much, Taki, for joining the space show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.